Australia were on top on Friday night, absolutely outstanding against Fiji, 54 points to 6. And then we had a quite unbelievable match in every sense over there in Mount Smart Stadium. 30,003 people in attendance. Michael Carayannis, you can say what you like about this Rugby League World Cup, but there have been some real stars emerge, and not from an individual point of view, but from a team point of view, and you can certainly list Tonga in that category. Morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. You guys summed it up great, Jimmy. It's been a remarkable ride, this World Cup, something we haven't seen in international rugby league in my lifetime, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, good morning, Michael. It's a quote from Andrew Fifita in Peter Bedell's story this morning in the Sunday Telegraph, and I'm quoting him here, Michael. It's taken a group of us to rock the world, and we have rocked this world. He's talking about the Tongan players. I know it's a bit over the top, but what he's...
Why not?
But he's saying it. They have made an extraordinary impact, haven't they?
Yeah, for sure. They've really positioned not only Tonga, but international rugby league in a place of strength now. It's a position it hasn't been before. We're looking for growth areas in the game, and we talk about the women's game, which is one growth area for rugby league at the moment, and the international game has to be that other growth area now, because we're not experiencing that growth at junior level or at the NRL level. So this is what the rugby league in Australia and internationally needs to capitalise on the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not a question of should the International Rugby League capitalise on this. The question is how. Mm-hmm. How do you see it best playing out? How do you see it? Because obviously there's a lot of NRL players involved in that Tongan side. How does it work for the NRL and for Tonga?
Long term, Jimmy, what I'd like to see is this will become a genuine money spinner.
Yes.
If they do it right, become a genuine money spinner. And for that to happen, I think we'll be able to allow for the NRL games to be reduced.
Yes.
Right? Because that's what everyone wants. It's 26, 25 rounds next year. It's too long. We want a 22-round competition. So if we can find a way to reduce those games, because International Rugby League now is a force and generates half the amount of money that Origin does, then I think that's the way we can do that. And if we play those games on the same weekend as Origin is played, I think that will solve all the problems.
Yeah, no, well said, Michael. Hey, Michael, can we cut to the chase? As Jimmy mentioned earlier, yesterday's game between England and Tonga, one of the all-time great games. That was it a loose carry? Was it a strip?
I think if it was in the middle of the field in an NRL game, it would have been six to go.
That's
what I think.
Whoa.
That's what I think, Jimmy. But I think that interpretation is wrong. So this is my I think it was a loose carry. Every day of the week it's a loose carry. But the way it's been officiated in the NRL this year, if that happened on tackle three in the 15th minute in the middle of the field, six to go, I think.
Should Chicken have gone upstairs?
Yeah.
100% should have gone upstairs. 100%. I think he ignored advice from the touch judge to go upstairs. You could see in the footage.
Yeah.
The touch judge was talking to him. And in that situation, he just needs to take a breath, be calm, and go upstairs. That's what it's for. I don't know if it was the wrong call or not. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's the thing. It can go either way.
Well, that's funny, is it, Michael? Because at the start of the show, I said, I'm 75% sure they got the right call. And then I went, no, I think I'm more convinced than that. I think 85%. So there's that element of grey.
It's super grey. It's super grey. But I do maintain that if that was in the NRL this year, in the middle of the field, it would have been six to go, because that's the way they've officiated that rule in this year, which I think is wrong. Right? So for me, that's every day of the week, because the guy, the English defender, wasn't making a play for the ball.
No way.
He was trying to bust the line.
Yeah.
So that's what's happened. It's definitely a loose carry. But the way we've seen it officiated this year, I'm not sure if that's what it would have happened if it was an NRL game.
Fair enough. What about next week then, Michael? I think Jimmy mentioned earlier, Australia are $1.11, England are 6.50 in the head-to-head. They're the team that's probably come closest to putting any pressure on Australia. Mm. But we've seen Australia build very much a la Mal Meninga style through this tournament. They were extraordinary against Fiji on Friday night. Are England any chance at all, mate?
Oh, they're a chance. I just don't think they can have enough points in them to beat Australia. Their attack isn't fluent enough, and they can't build pressure like the Kangaroos can. But this is we mentioned this after the first game, guys, where Wayne Bennett's mantra in this English side is very similar to the Dragons 2010. They feel like if they score 16 points, 14 points, 12 points, they can win the game.
Mm.
So that's what they're going to do. They'll try and suffocate Australia again, like they did in the first game. Not going to be high. If it's a high-scoring game, Australia's going to win. So England will need to restrict to Australia 2 to 3 tries for them to be a chance. I just don't know if they can do that, especially both sides got a few injuries now as well.
Yes. I was going to say, if you could Brown out, Hodgson to 5'8", Roby into the starting side, that might give you a few extra points. That's now not going to be the case. Any other injuries? There's Sean O'Loughlin, I think, is under an injury crowd as well.
Yeah, Sean O'Loughlin, Josh Hodgson. Wayne Bennett said Josh Hodgson's very unlikely to play. Sean O'Loughlin in doubt as well. And the Kangaroos have their own dramas as well. Will Chambers, Josh Maguire and Aaron Woods didn't do recovery with the squad yesterday. Josh Dugan, who came off with an ankle injury, actually was pretty good yesterday. So he did recovery, so he should be fine. So there's an injury cloud on a host of players heading into the last game of the year.
Mm. Okay, put this to you. If Wayne Bennett was to win this World Cup with England, is this his greatest moment, considering he's former coach of Australia? He coached or assistant coached New Zealand to win a World Cup in 2008. Mm. He's a seven-time premiership winner. If he was to win this World Cup, this is arguably his greatest ever achievement in my mind. Your thoughts?
It'll be definitely his sweetest moment. Sweetest moment. Yeah. He wanted that Kangaroos job.
Don't yes, forget. He did.
That will be rehashed all this week. The argy-bargy between Wayne and Mal and how much Bennett wanted to coach the Kangaroos. It will be a remarkable, remarkable effort. It will probably be his best victory with a poor side. Like, not a poor side, but his weakest side. Does that make sense? Like, you know, he's had the star-studded Broncos side. The Dragon side was a very, very good side. This English side is probably a lot worse than all those sides. So if he does that and he's playing up against the red-hot Australian side, it is the icing on the cake of his coaching legacy, that is for sure. And it would probably be his greatest achievement.
Conversely, Mal Meninga, we talk about how canny Wayne Bennett is. I thought Mal Meninga last week when he said the Australians had their worst training session on the Tuesday prior to the match, that was Mal's way of getting that team to focus on Fiji.
Yeah.
And he's extraordinary at doing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he must have sensed a little bit flat and just needed a cheeky little tickle up now, and that's what he would have. That's what he would have given him. He's a great man manager and motivator. He's exceptional. Like, having spent some time with him the last couple of years, you can understand why he was so successful at Queensland camp. They don't train a lot, the Kangaroos, to be honest. Like, they're not on the field getting flogged. They're not. He knows that. Whatever fitness level they've got, they've got. Whatever skill level they've got, they've got. It's about their mindset and wanting them to join together. And I think that's part of why State of Origin was a bit flat this year, is because he's got all these Kangaroos guys from both states together as one, and there's none of that. Oh, the Queensland blokes sit over there, the New South Wales blokes sit over there, which has happened in the past. All that animosity's gone, and Origin's probably been affected by it by a little bit. But this is another... talk about decorated careers. If he can coach Australia to a World Cup victory, he's almost ticked every box as well, and his legacy will be right up there.
He's never been an elected member of Parliament.
He thought about that. He's 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Anyway,
if you want to upset him, Jimmy, that's the way to do it.
Oh, really? Please don't tell him I said that. Hey, Michael, great update. We appreciate it, mate. We might get you again next week. Wrap up of the final, if that's okay.
Perfect, guys. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Michael.
All right, mate. We'll speak then.
Thank you.